Sun just coming up, just breaking the horizon.
Ah, oh, it's a fire. Blah, blah, blah.
Really? Okay. All right, so the hurricane here, the Hurricane Sandy. Remember that song, rock and roll music by the Beatles? They couldn't make it rhyme, so they called it a hurricane rather than a hurricane. Yeah, y'all are too young. Anyway.
Where's my walker?
Yeah, so, you know, we've seen some pretty interesting video, obviously.
Yep.
Since this is the Northeast Corridor, there's, you know, they got plenty of cameras and all that kind of stuff up there.
It's all the people whose votes count.
Yeah, of course. Now, what's interesting is, though, that there have been a lot of people who have, you know, one of the videos that I saw this morning was a transformer that was exploding over on Manhattan. And that happened to be amateur video. So it's interesting because it's pretty easy for people to just take a shot and make it viral now.
Sure.
I mean, they can be the ones who are providing us with video. So, mm-hmm. I mean, YouTube and stuff like that has got stuff up there that you wouldn't normally be able to see. You saw the crane that was
dangling
off the building. Yep. Now, here's the thing that amazed me. They showed that video, and again, I don't know if that was an amateur or a pro that shot that, but that is supposedly the building that will be the most expensive real estate in U.S. America.
Yeah, the penthouse sold for $110 million.
That's what he said. I mean, did you hear that? That's what he said. $110 million for the penthouse.
Yep. Hey.
I want to talk to you about a fellow by the name of Noah.
Yeah.
Under definition of irony.
Okay.
In Long Island.
Yeah.
They're doing a movie called Noah.
Okay.
Emma Watson, Russell Crowe, okay. Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, good cast.
Can't shoot it anymore.
Why?
Because of the hurricane.
We don't need the rain yet.
Nope.
We don't need the rain.
Apparently most of the shooting's in a giant replica, but...
Really?
They literally can't shoot because they've had to close production down.
Wow, that is.
I thought that was funny.
There is a lot of TV production that did get canceled yesterday and today, including 666 Park Avenue, Carrie Diaries, Golden Boy, Gossip Girl, Person of Interest, Good Wife, Blue Bloods, Elementary, 30 Rock, Law & Order, Drive My SVU, and others. All of those had to close down. Anderson Cooper's talk show got canceled.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I can go on another day. Yeah, well, probably.
That was so bad.
Thank you. The New York Times says syndicator Teller Pictures pulled the plug yesterday on Anderson Cooper. So the hurricane hits and Anderson Cooper gets canceled? Could there be a worse day on Earth? I'm sure.
Yeah, that's sarcasm. Yeah. I smell sarcasm.
I'm sure it's a fine show. Hello?
Yeah, this is... A message
again?
For the guys that are on WTAW.
That's guys.
6:30, 6:25.
Oh, yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I
we
was
do a lot of
on the elliptical,
yeah,
like
yeah.
the treadmill kind mm-hmm. of stuff. And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff.
I haven't been talking or laughing.
It's maybe just the deal that
we're not
happens
funny.
On Tuesdays.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That it's not going to be that way
mm-mm.
every morning.
No.
I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Sure. Thank you.
Don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, mm-hmm. not just stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Sure.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
The Moody Blues.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, this isn't the song I would have picked.
But this is a workout song here.
Yeah. Ride My Seesaw.
Here we go.
Ride my seesaw. Take this place.
See, and there's no warm-up here. I mean, we're pretty much full blast as soon as we get started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Give yourself a heart attack.
Yeah.
Take a free ride.
What a great song.
No, it's not. You know why it's not?
No, why is it snot?
Because it's 40 years ago. It really makes me feel old. It really does.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I was 3.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't.
By now, I know I should have grown.
Yeah, there are people driving to work going, oh, I remember them.
Thank you for your silence, Kat.
Yeah.
They're going to accidentally find the station. Oh, I'm going to listen to this every day.
Hey, there's a new oldies channel.
Yeah.
And people talk over the music.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Now, see, what you don't know, Kevin, is that I went in there this morning and I had it all primed and set up for him to play I Know You're Out There Somewhere.
Yeah, but
Somewhere Out There or whatever it is. Mix them up.
See, that's the problem is when you start talking Moody Blues, that takes me absolutely. I was telling Kevin, I probably know the words to every song the Moody Blues recorded.
That's the one I like the best.
I just thought that was a better workout song. Hello, don't hang up.
Knights in White Satin, probably not the best
workout.
Not a
good workout.
No.
doesn't necessarily work, but anyway. All right, so here's our investigative report for this week.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Canada. This hard-hitting piece looks into the increase in traffic accidents in recent weeks. Police there say that drivers are mostly to blame. Yeah. The city's top police officer told the reporter, "We don't have to have any fatalities. We don't have to have any injury collisions. We do, though, because people are not paying attention. They're not paying attention." Then again, maybe motorists don't know this. A state trooper told the story. He was on duty. He's going about 70 miles an hour on the highway when he noticed a car coming up rapidly behind him. Well, he increased his speed, and the driver tailgated him and then sped up even more so that they're both going 85 miles an hour. The police officer turns on his lights. The car behind him passed him. He then pulls the car over. He walks up to the car. The driver says, "How did you know how fast I was going? You were behind me."
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Reese. 10 years ago, I...